Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 256.
Today, Joseph writes in and talks a lot about how he's recently been through GREs and he's just gotten into a graduate program and he's not had a lot of time recently to work creatively. But now he does! And he can't. He says, "Because of all this, I'm having a tough time getting started writing again after the long break. I want to get back to that point where writing at least 1,000 words was a normal part of my day. Why is it so hard to get started again after a hiatus? What tips or tricks can you give me to get started back up?" Oh, Joseph, that is a question we have all asked many times. It's actually not limited to creativity. What's going on here is there's something called a perishable skill. Perishable skill is anything that requires practice to maintain the same level you've been at. Perishable skills include marksmanship, whether in archery or firearms, accuracy, shooting basketballs, running long distances, public speaking, riding a bicycle. All those things are perishable skills. If you don't do them, you begin very slowly to forget how. It's not that you lose the information, but it's not being actively used all the time, so it sort of gets filed away in the back room, and when you go to start using it again, your bodily systems, both mental and physical, have to go sort of rummaging around in the file drawers and finding the instruction sheets and rereading the manuals. Runners that fall off the wagon, either because of injury or because they've got busy and haven't had time to go out running, they have to train back up to get to the level that they were at before. Doesn't take very long, but the fact that when they start out, it's harder than when they stopped creates an enormous emotional barrier to get over because you feel like it shouldn't be this hard. It didn't used to be this hard. What's wrong with me? Happens in writing too, happens in recording audiobooks, happens in everything in life that's a perishable skill. So, the only way to get through it is to ramp back on. Now, if you're capable of just jumping in at the level you were and working at that level, even though it's harder than it used to be, by all means, this is what I try to do every time I get back to writing. It doesn't always work, but I always try to go for the level I started at, because I'm basically a fairly bloody-minded guy, which is a Briticism for incredibly stubborn. And I like to pretend that I won't need a ramp back on. Sometimes I'm lucky, and I haven't been out of the game long enough to need a ramp back on. I just need to get over the emotional hurdle. Sometimes I'm not so lucky, and I have to ramp back up the hard way. Start off with 1,000 words a day, go to 2,000 until I get all the way back up to 5,000, which is actually stretching the upper limits of what I'm capable of at the moment. But that's where I was before I left off last time, and what I'm starting to get back into right now after the last couple of months of madness. So, if you're having trouble jumping back in at 1,000 a day, which is where you were, chop it up. Jump back in at 500 a day, or schedule yourself 2 or 3 writing sessions during a day, during each of which you need to write 300. 300 words is nothing, but you get 3 of those in a day and you push a little extra on one, boom, suddenly you're back at 1,000 words a day. Find ways to break the task up like that into manageable chunks so that you trick yourself back into hitting the levels that you used to hit, and then continue to push so that next time you fall off, yeah, you'll have a lot further to get back to, but you're not going to fall back as far. Doing 1,000 words a day for me 10 years ago was really hard work. I can now be away from the keyboard for 5 or 6 months and jump back in, and 1,000 words is nothing. I start to get a little antsy, iffy, feeling myself having to push around 2 or 3,000 words a day because I've got enough practice under my belt that that's sort of my level of unfitness now when I'm out of practice. And as you get better at this, your level of unfitness will rise, your baseline. and it will take longer to fall away from that baseline, but you will always fall to your baseline fairly quick once you come off your peak. That's going to be true in writing, it's going to be true in your academic life, it's going to be true in everything, and it's just part of the way humans are put together. I hope that helps. Thanks for the question. That's actually, that's a good one. It's one of those that, like I said, we all ask ourselves from time to time. Good luck both with the grad school stuff and with getting your word count back up, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.